you may not know if you want to buy this yet. We in literary studies and people who teach new media think it's quite an event, and that's usually just publishers' hype. But we'll see. I mean, you know, you can decide now. Matt Kirschenbaum is going to, who's written a wonderful review of this, will give a brief intro to the editors.
Thanks, Bill. I just wanted to say I was here for one of the Digital Cultures events two summers ago, and Bill worked us just as hard then. My name's Matthew Kirschenbaum from the University of Maryland. The New Media Reader is, as Bill mentioned, newly published from, who else, MIT. And as Bill mentioned, I did a review of it for the American Book Review, which is also available on Joe Tavi's EBR site as part of Scott's New Media Cluster. My favorite line on the New Media Reader, though, comes not from my own piece, but from Jeff Parker's review, which is also available on EBR, and I quote Jeff Parker, "If there is a bound codex that writers of hypertext and new media artists have been waiting for, the New Media Reader is it." And when I asked Nick and Noah before the session if there was anything special they wanted me to say about the book, they asked me simply to repeat the word majestic, which I used in my own review. And it is indeed a majestic volume. What they'll be talking about today, I think, is less the book per se than what you find at the end of it, this CD-ROM, which to me, to my mind, is equally important as the 800 pages that they give us. So, Nick Monfort, Noah Wardrip-Fruin,